from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Why are you on FML, Danny?
So, guys, I love her and I want to put a ring on it.
You wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I don't really know how to ask for help, but I'm planning to propose to my girlfriend over the holidays. Spoiler nice. Alert. And need advice on what an ideal amount of money to spend on a ring is. I love her to death and she deserves everything, but how do I show her what she means to me without having to break the bank, considering that I'm saving up for the wedding / engagement / honeymoon and everything else? Any advice would be great. Why do you think that your girl has this thing that your love is going to be proportioned to how much you spend on a ring?
It's not that. It's just she really deserves the world, and I really want to show her that I really love her by getting her, you know, something very special. And I feel like spending a good amount of money on a ring.
Like, what's a good amount in your opinion?
Like, maybe like $4,000 or $5,000.
Can you afford that, though?
I mean, I think I can, yeah.
I would say, listen, man, if you love that girl and she loves you back, I think any amount that you spend is going to be wonderful because it's, you know, you're focusing here on your future, not on the ring, right? You guys want to be together forever. And that's what's important. And I think that if you want to get her a nice ring, just get what you can afford, man. She's going to love it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, and I don't mean to say this in any sort of way, but diamonds are dumb, right? The lab-grown diamonds that you can get are, they're diamonds, but they just don't come from, you know, the hands of slaves working in mines around the world, right? And they're not as expensive. Like there's alternatives. Like if, like, I don't know how she feels. Like, is she like natural diamond only, or is she up for, you know, one of the sort of new modern alternatives?
I mean, she's up, she's open to anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've talked about it before.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So do you get the sense from her that like she wouldn't be disappointed if you spent like, let's say $2,000, or she wouldn't be disappointed if you spent $1,000?
Yes, kind of. But like I said, I just want to show her that what she means to me. And I feel like maybe sometimes if I get her something a little nicer and more expensive.
Yeah, but bro, asking her to spend the rest of her life with you
is the special
thing. Is a special thing, man. Getting married is the special thing.
True,
committing yourself to each other is the special thing.
You're right.
Ring is just a thing.
It is.
Yeah, and
it's it is.
Yeah, no. It's listen. I fully get it. I get all this stuff, but I feel that it's not a great place to be when you're thinking about proposing and you still have that thing in the back of your head where you have to prove how much you love her by things. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's not a healthy way to start a relationship or to start a marriage. Feeling that you have to prove it by doing this and this. When as Mocha just said, like you wanting to spend your life with this woman and, you know, possibly starting a family and going through every wonderful and every terrible thing that your lives are going to offer both of you. You know, that's the thing. I get it. You want to show her and you want to give her something that she's like, oh my God. And you want that moment and that's fine. And that's fine. Do that. But don't do it because you think that you have to prove something.
Right. Right. I understand. Yeah.
And as Mocha said, spend whatever you're comfortable spending, dude. It's the love of your life. Do your thing. But don't spend something that is going to hurt you.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Because that's not good for you and it's not good for her and it's not good for the relationship.
It's not. Yeah. Especially starting off. Yeah.
It's not. Right. It's not. You got the wedding, the engagement, the honeymoon. You got all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So don't put yourself in a position of where you're hurting yourself financially.
Okay.
Okay.
Feel better?
But go and do your thing, man. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Kayla, how are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Why are you here on FML?
I want to know, how do I come clean to my partner without risking our entire relationship?
Oh, wow. You wrote us this, Kayla. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I've been in a common law relationship with my partner since I was 17. I'm now 40. Recently, he expressed a desire to have a baby, but I've been lying to him saying I don't use any form of contraception when, in fact, I have an IUD. I feel guilty about the dishonesty, and I know I should come clean, but I'm afraid it could end our relationship. I'm not ready to let go of our life together, but I'm uncertain about what to do.
So have you been, quote-unquote, trying then?
And it hasn't been recently. It's been, like, I would say maybe, like, 4 years now.
Wow.
The conversations when you guys were talking about starting a family have been going on for 4 years?
Yeah, well, we already have a child. We had one when 8 years into our relationship, so she's 15 turning 16.
Gotcha.
So the thought of starting all over again, for me, some days sounds like, okay, I want to do it, but then most of the time I don't want to, but I don't know how to express it.
But you told him yes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so you haven't had the conversation of, I don't know if I'm ready for that stage of childhood again.
Yeah. Like
having a baby and going through the motions.
Yeah, like we've talked about it, and like, I guess those are the good days when I'm like, yeah, sure, we can start trying. So we were supposed, like, I was supposed to have removed it, and I just did it.
Does he know that you have it or no?
Well, I lied and I said that I removed it, but I did it.
Oh, hey. And do you sit around when on those days when you guys do talk about having another kid, are you like a full participant? You're like, oh my God, it's going to be so great. I hope this works out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
I think you got to come clean, girl.
That is...
Because I think that even now, if I do want to go through with it, because of my age, I'm kind of like, I don't know if I can do it like naturally
now.
I think you're going to have to, you're going to have to tell him, because you have been having these conversations and he thinks that you're on board and he thinks that you guys are trying and it's just not working. So we're going to keep trying and keep trying and keep trying.
Especially if you have conversations where you're both excited about it.
Uh-huh.
It's a really awful thing to do to somebody.
It's not fair to him. It's not fair to you because you're keeping up the lie, right?
Yeah.
And it's probably stressing you the hell out, like, every single day.
If this was reversed, like, he would be, people would look at this guy like the devil. You know what I mean? Like if he had a secret vasectomy and you wanted to have a kid and you got all excited and got emotional about it and did all the things of looking at the calendar and all of this stuff, you know, talking to doctors, all this stuff. And if he wasn't straight up with you, it would be a terrible, terrible thing that he would have done to you. A terrible thing.
Yeah, I guess sometimes you just have to hear someone else tell you to hear how stupid the whole situation is.
Does anybody else know what we now know?
Just two of my friends.
Yeah. And what did they say? Yeah.
Well, they were kind of telling me, like, why do you want to start again? Like, you're already, you know, you don't have to worry. Your daughter's going to be off to school soon.
No. What did they say about this conversation about
the lying part?
Yeah,
that I should come clean.
Yeah,
it's really tough. I could understand maybe if you were reluctant and you told your husband, your husband, hey, let's just, whatever happens happens. But when you're a willing participant, when you have those conversations with him where you're both getting excited and you're both looking forward to it, and you're the one that is not only preventing it, but you're the one that's lying, it's kind of cruel.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're going to have that convo. And
nobody's saying you got to have a baby. What you have to have is a proper conversation.
Yeah, just be truthful. You're right.
Nobody here is saying take out the IUD and have a kid because you already said you would. Nobody's saying that, but you have to sit down and have a conversation.
Yeah, I think that will have to happen.
Yeah. All right, Kayla.
And just let them know how you feel. Let them know you're afraid. Let him, all of those things. Like, I think that if you're just straight up with him, he's probably going to be okay. It's just you were on board. So why wouldn't he be on board, right?
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, thank you so much, guys.
You're all welcome. Right. Thanks for reaching out, Kayla.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life
on KISS.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Wes, hello. Welcome to Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I mean, I've been better.
Yeah, but what's going on? What are you here?
I found out my fiance's been lying to me.
You found out your fiance's lying to you. You wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha Fix My Life. I made my fiance promise me she would quit smoking weed if she got pregnant, and she agreed, so we tried to have a baby. She's about 10 weeks in now, and I found out this past week that she's been smoking/vaping weed pretty much the entire time and was keeping it from me. I'm just trying to do what is best for the baby, and I don't know how to trust her anymore. She said she will stop if I let her back in to live with me. It's devastating. I'm so worried about the unborn child.
So how did you find out, and how do you know it's been the entire duration of the pregnancy so far?
Well, she's, you know, kind of changed what she said. You know, I haven't been doing that long. You know, I didn't ever really stop, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, she's been doing it, you know, 3-4 times a day. She originally didn't tell me. I got kind of suspicious, but I thought, okay, she's not doing it. Stop, you know, worrying. But then, you know, we moved in together. I let her, you know, we moved in. And I went to the back room, and I smelled something. It kind of smelled like weed, right? Because even vape has a smell, too. And I go to her, and her eyes are all red. And I said, like, have you been smoking? Like, you vape? And she says, no. And then the next day, I'm at work, and I get a text. And she's trying to say, hey, you know, like, I want to start smoking. I think I need it. You know, I it's not good to stop like that, you know? I'm thinking, oh, my God, she's been smoking, right? And, like, long story short, she eventually admitted to smoking.
So what was her reason for wanting to still do it? Just that she needs it?
Yeah, that she needs it. That, you know, she's been doing it for a long time. And she said, you know, it does help with appetite and stuff. But, you know, I said, like, I won't have a child with you if you don't quit smoking weed. Like, I will not allow you to smoke weed and be okay with it if you're pregnant. And she agreed. I didn't put a gun to her head. And this is the kind of thing she tried to be telling me. You know, before we try to conceive a child.
So you guys were not living together when you decided to conceive, right?
No, we weren't.
You weren't. How long have you been together?
So we've been together for about a year.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
I've done a lot of things to help her. I've helped her pay off her debt. She was living at her grandmother's house, so she has bad credit. So I helped her, you know, I said, I'll pay off your debt. You work on fixing your credit. And I paid off the year's rent. So I could, you know, she has other kids too. So I wanted to, you know, provide a better home for my kids being, you know, born in this home and for her kids and for her. And, you know, the one effing thing that it was so important to me was don't smoke weed when you're pregnant with my child.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she promised she wouldn't. And then I find out that she's been doing it, you know, 3-4 times a day or so with a bong, with a vape.
With her own kids, is she like smoking weed and then driving them around places and stuff?
She had her G2 license, didn't do her G, so it expired, and she had to redo the driving. So she's in the process of redoing it to get her G2.
But is she smoking weed in the house when her other kids are there?
Okay, so, like, for example, if we went away to, like, her friend's trailer, right?
Yeah.
She'd be on, like, the front deck, like, on the porch thing, you know, hitting her bong.
Yeah.
But you could smell that, like, when she comes back in, right? You walk back into a room, that's a very distinct smell.
Yeah,
you can't get rid of it.
Just think that she's smoking, like, cigarettes or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, and it's interesting because everybody who smokes weed and, you know, nobody says it's addictive and everything else until you tell somebody to stop smoking weed, right?
Yeah.
And then you realize the realities of it, which is that the habit forms. And when you're that deep into the life of always being a little bit buzzed, you can't just stop. And I know people say that, you know, you can, but you can't. And it's really difficult to break those habits. I'm just questioning whether this goes just deeper than the kid she has with you. Like, I think that she needs, like, I think, like, the way that you're explaining it, like, it sounds like she needs help. Does she want
us? I even said, if you have an addiction, we can get you help. I said, it's a different story. Addiction is a different story.
Mm.
I can, you know, because I'm working at forgiving her, right? But right now, if it's not an addiction, hypothetically, and it's just she wants to smoke weed, she promised me and then lied about it. Like, that's heartbreaking. I'm worried about the kid, too, right? Like, the kid's number one.
Yeah.
But like I said, if it's an addiction, we can get you help. And she's like, I don't need help.
Like, but if she's been smoking for so long.
Yeah.
Even before the pregnancy, she was, you know, we were going on walks with the kids, and she had wine in her bottle. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, that was going on.
Bro, I think leaning more towards addiction, man.
She needs help.
Yeah, dude.
She needs help. And the problem is that it does not sound in any way like she's ready to get help.
It's not. But that's one of the reasons why I try to convince myself, like, let her back, because if I say you can come back as long as you still promise you won't smoke. That's my only hope to prevent this kid from being exposed to it, right?
Wes, other than you, has anyone else said anything to her, like family or friends or anything, about her smoking so much?
Well, one time when she was like drinking, wine during the day or doing whatever, I said, are you okay? Like, and she's like, people ask me that. Why do people ask me that?
Yeah. She's in it. She's in it deep.
I think she needs help, bro.
Has she sat in front of a doctor and the doctor explained to her? Is she honest with her doctor?
I don't know. Like, when she told me that her midwife and her obstetrician said that, the whole weed thing was okay.
No.
I can hear them say this.
No,
right?
Doctors are not telling her that smoking weed while being pregnant is okay. You have to be in the room with her. And the doctor. Yeah. And you guys got to sit down with a doctor and have the doctor explain to her.
But I mean, like, she has an appointment coming up tomorrow, but I'm working tomorrow, so I can't even go.
Well, you got to go.
Yeah, you're going to have to figure that out, man. You got to be in that room.
You got to figure that out. We say this so many times on this show with people in situations that are similar to yours, dude. And just recently we said this, and that there's one universal truth to all addicts, and that is that they lie.
You need to go to every single appointment. You got to make happen, man.
Yeah.
All right, Wes?
Start there. And then she's going to need help. You got to bring her around to that, which is very difficult, and you can't do it alone.
Yeah.
Right. You got to get her parents involved. You got to get everybody involved, and she's going to probably hate you for it.
That's okay if she hates me, as long as the baby's okay.
Yeah, but you got to get everybody on page that this girl needs help.
Yeah.
All right, Wes.
All right, guys.
And go to the appointments. Go talk to the doctor with her.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
I had to vent, I guess. I got you, man.
It's all good. It's all good.
Thanks so much, Wes. Have a good day.
All right, thank you.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Megan, hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Why are you on FML today?
I want to know how to get over a massive mistake that my wedding photographer made.
Oh, damn. You wrote us this, Megan. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. Our wedding photographer from our wedding in August lost all of our family photos, the ones I specifically told him were the most important to us. To make matters worse, he lost the SD card while traveling in Japan. Ooh. How do we move past this massive error on his part? Is there any way to ask for a refund, given that these irreplaceable memories were lost due to his mistake? You had a wedding and you hired a photographer and you said, hey, we'd love to get, here's the family list, as you know, want to get all these shots, as many as we can. And then the photographer just sort of does their thing. So how did you not get them before he lost the SD card?
So he had given us a sneak peek of some photos of just my husband and I.
Yeah.
And then fairly recently I was like, hey, just wondering, how the photos are coming along. And that's when he told me that he had lost it.
Oh, wow. So he wasn't even going to reach out to you to tell you.
He hadn't reached out to me.
How long? Because I know this from having one live with a photographer, but also having just got married last year. The wait time between the wedding and when you get those proofs of your pictures is sometimes months, right?
Right.
And so what happened there was that he shot your wedding and then took a bunch of other jobs and lost the SD card that had your family photos on it. And then when he gave you the shots of your wedding was just the stuff that he managed to save, right?
Yes. Yeah, it was.
Gotcha. Okay.
So what did he say after, how did the conversation continue, if it did continue?
Well, he felt terrible and asked, what he could do to make it up to us. But mm-hmm. Really, there's honestly not too much, because those were the ones I cared about the most. But he did offer to, if family or anybody else happened to be taking pictures at the same time as him, to edit those. So that was nice, at least.
Yeah, but what about, financially? I understand, not getting a full refund, because he still showed up that day, he still did a job, but
definitely.
On the flip side, he lost all the work. So financially, can he not give you back some of what you paid him for the day?
Honestly, I'm not too sure, because I haven't asked him about it and he hasn't brought it up to me either.
Yeah, he's not going to bring it up.
Yeah.
So I would say two things. One, you should be getting money back, if not all the money back. That's just straight out of the gate. It's unacceptable for him to shoot your wedding, not back up the photos before he went and took another job using the same SD cards, right?
Right.
It's just unacceptable. So I understand if he shot your wedding and you didn't like the pictures and then you start asking for a refund, because that happens a lot, right? No, you
right.
don't get a refund for that. You hired a guy to do a job. They did the job. You should have done your own due diligence and research and everything else. But this was, you hired somebody to do a job and they did not do the job, because the job isn't just showing up that night. The job is then delivering the product that you paid for.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So he didn't actually do the job. Whether he showed up or not, he should also, first thing is that the first thing that he should have offered you was that if you were willing to gather everybody together, he should have offered to do a family photo shoot for you and the people that were on that SD card for free.
Right. Yeah, no, for sure.
Maybe bring that up and see what he says.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Like, and I know it's not the wedding, right? But he should provide that service to you for free. If those images that you paid for are gone and it was his fault, he lost the SD card. He made so many mistakes on his end. He should 100% be saying, get everybody together. I know it's difficult. People don't live around here. I will make it happen. If this is next summer, when you're able to gather everybody together, find a place, I'll make it beautiful, I'll deliver. I apologize. And that will be completely free.
For sure. Yeah, that's a good idea. I should maybe ask for that.
What's your husband think about all this?
He was pretty upset, but he's also a guy who, so he's just kind of like, yeah, unfortunately, I guess it is what it is. So
yeah. It's like, whatever you want to do, Megan.
Yeah. But you should be getting some money back. And there should be, he should make good. He should want to make good.
On
this. He really should. He should be motivated to get you and everybody that's close to you back in a room or at a location or somewhere that looks pretty, and you guys can all get, you know, dressed up and he'll do a photo shoot. Like, he should want to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Does that help?
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, girl. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.